The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is supported by our patrons. To become a patron, go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare and help decide what we do next. Beyond Shakespeare presents Fragments. Robin Hood and the Potter. Good title. And today it is actually a fragment. We are continuing our Robin Hood trawl with Robin Hood and the Potter, the sequel, inverted commas, to Robin Hood and the Friar, as released last week. It's a sequel in various ways. It was collected in the same book in the 1560s, A Merry Jest of Robin Hood and of His Life, and follows on in a very similar way from the last tale. It also opens in exactly the same way, literally with the same opening lines.
Listen to me, my merry men all, and hark what I shall say.
And then sets up another situation where a fight can occur. Whether these two plays were presented on the same day, these are May Day show things, or these were presented on different occasions, and that there are dozens of lost plays, one every year, we don't know. With the existence of an earlier pageant featuring the sheriff and a knight, albeit a slightly different kind of event, this suggests that these are renewed each year with variations or whenever money is required around the country in different locations and at different times. And though the scripts are short and simple, they are not without colour or wit, so someone knew what they were doing. Robin talks about a problem. Little John vows to help. Shift in scene to encounter the problem. In this case, it's the Potter. The relationship between Robin and Little John, which is promised in the first Friar play, assuming that the Friar play can meaningly be called first, gets some payoff here. In the Friar play, Little John volunteers to sort out Friar Tuck for Robin, and then doesn't appear to do so, though he presumably physically turned up for the fight at the end. Here, having volunteered to sort the Potter out, exactly the same setup, he is called for by Robin in a moment that suggests low comedy, i.e. Robin, having goaded the Potter and realising he's bitten off more than he can chew, plaintively calls on Little John to back him up. Sadly, the moment when John turns up to A, say Robin's sorry ass, or B, assist in a brutal criminal enterprise, is cut short as the fragment ends. The tone of the play is light-hearted. Robin is a popular figure, and the audience is there to watch a fight and a simple resolution. With one more Robin Hood play coming shortly, it's an earlier play event pageant thing known as Robin Hood and the Knight or Robin Hood and the Sheriff. I know we should have done it first, but it's really fiddly. And after our full-cast audio version of Robin Hood and the Potter, there is also a recording from our first workshop of the text, where we stumbled through the text and tried to get to grips with it. Enjoy. Robin Hood and the Potter.
Listen to me, my merry men all, and hark what I shall say. Of an adventure, I shall you tell, that befell this other day. With a proud potter I met, and a rose garland on his head. The flowers of it shone marvellous fresh. This 7 year and more he hath used this way. Yet was he never so courteous a potter as one penny passage to pay. Is there any of my merry men all that dare be so bold to make the potter pay passage, either silver or gold?
Not I, master. For 20 pound ready told, for there is not among us all one that dare meddle with that potter, man for man. I felt his hands not long agone, but I had liever have been here by thee, therefore I know what he is. Meet him when you will, or meet him when you shall. He is as proper a man as ever you meddled with all.
I will lay with thee, Little John, 20 pounds so red. If I with that potter meet, I will make him pay passage, maugre his head.
I consent thereto, so eat I bread. If he pay passage, maugre his head. 20 pounds shall ye have of me for your meed.
Ha!
out, alas, that ever I saw this day, for I am clean out of my way from Nottingham town. If I hie me not the faster, ere I come there, the market will be done.
Let me see. Are the pots whole and sound?
Yea, master, but they will not break the ground.
I will them break, for the cuckold, thy master's sake. And if they will break the ground, thou shalt have 3 pence for a pound. Ha! Oops!
Mash! No, stop it! Out, alas, what have you done? If my master come, he will break your crown.
Why, thou horsen, art thou here yet? Thou shouldest have been at market.
I met with Robin Hood, a good yeoman. He hath broken my pots, and called you cuckold by your name.
Thou mayst be a gentleman, so God me save, but thou seemest a naughty knave. Thou callest me cuckold by my name, and I swear by God and St. John, wife had I never none. This cannot I deny. But if thou be a good fellow, I will sell my horse, my harness, pots and panniers too. Thou shalt have the one half, and I will have the other. If thou be not so content, thou shalt have stripes, if thou wert my brother.
Hark, Potter, what I shall say. This 7 year and more thou hast used this way, yet were thou never so courteous to me as 1 penny passage to pay.
Why should I pay passage to thee?
For I am Robin Hood, chief governor under the greenwood tree.
This 7 year have I used this way, up and down, yet paid I passage to no man, nor now I will not begin. Do the worst thou can.
Passage shalt thou pay here under the greenwood tree, or else thou shalt leave a wedded with me.
If thou be a good fellow, as men do thee call, lay away thy bow, and take thy sword and buckler in thy hand, and see what shall befall.
Little John, where art thou?
Here, master, I make God avow. I told you, master, so God me save, that you should find the potter a knave. Hold your buckler fast in your hand, and I will stiffly by you stand, ready for to fight. Be the knave never so stout, I shall wrap him on the snout and put him to flight.
In Robin Hood and the Potter, Robin Hood was played by Geir Madland, Little John by Rob Myson, Jack by Robert Crichton, and the Potter by Richard Fawcett. The presenter was Robert Crichton. And finally, I sign off this episode with the initial workshop we did for the play. This was part of our exploring series, where we simply read through and discuss texts as a prelude to possible future production, like this. The readers are myself, Liz Cole, and Alan Scott of the Beyond Shakespeare Irregulars.
Right, we have one more very short little story about the Potter. Asked as Robin, who was Little John.
Me.
You were Little John. You can be, for the moment, Jack, the Potter's boy.
Jack the lad.
And then if you can turn into the Potter himself, Liz, that'll be...
Okay.
I think we can get away with that. Just about, yes. Little John does reappear at the very end, but there's a sort of Potter sandwich, as it were. So, okay, so again, it does definitely start with that sense of, okay, is everyone here? Shall we do a real roll call?
Wake up on the back there.
Robin Hood and the Potter. Okay, listen to me, my merry men all, and hark what I shall say. Is that the same as earlier? Sorry.
It's a terrible sense of déjà vu. It's very similar.
It's almost exactly the same, isn't it? Mm. Now stand ye forth, my merry men all, and hark what I shall say. Listen to me, my merry men all, and hark what I shall say. Of an adventure I shall you tell that befell this other day, with a proud potter I met, and a rose garland on his head. The flowers of it shone marvellous fresh. This 7 year and more he hath used this way. yet was he never so courteous a potter as one penny passage to pay. Is there any of my merry men all that dare be so bold to make the potter pay his passage, either silver or gold?
Not I, master, for £20 ready told, for there is not among us all one that dare meddle with that potter, man for man. I felt his hands not long agone, but I had liever have been here by thee, therefore I know what he is. Meet him as when ye will, and meet him when ye shall. He is as proper a man as ever you meddled withal.
I lay with thee, Little John, £20, so read. That red, so red. I will lay with thee, Little John, £20 so red, that if I with that potter meet, I will make him pay passage, maugre his head.
I consent thereto. So eat I bread, if he pay passage, maugre his head. £20 shall he have of me for your need.
Okay, Jack the potter's boy.
Out, alas, that ever I saw this day, for I am clean out of my way. For Nottingham town, if I hie me not the faster, or I come there, the market will be done.
Let me see, are the pots whole and sound? The handy throat. And this is quite odd, because you know what, Robin's a bit of an arsehole. It was a bit of an odd, because he didn't, there's no opening gambit to Friar Tuck in the previous page. He just went in and grabbed him by the throat. Yeah. And here he just comes in and throws a pot to the ground. So, let me see. Are the pots whole and sound?
Yea, maester.
Smash.
Yea, maester, but they will not break the ground.
I will break them for the cuckold. I will then break for the cuckold thy master's sake. And if they will break the ground, thou shalt have 3 pence for a pound. Smash, smash, smash.
Out! Alas, what have ye done? If my master comes, he will break your crown.
Why, horse son, art thou here yet? Thou shouldest been at market.
I met with Robin Hood, a good yeoman. He hath broke my pots, and called you cuckold by your name.
Thou mayst be a gentleman, so God me save, but thou seemest a naughty knave. Thou callest me cuckold by my name, and I swear by God and St. John, wife had I never none. This I cannot I deny, but if thou be a good fellow, I will sell my horse, my harness, pots and panniers too. Thou shalt have the one half, and I will have the other. If thou be not so content, thou shalt have stripes if thou were my brother.
So, obviously, that whole speech is to Robin. So, you've turned from Jack to Robin. It wasn't immediately clear that I make a note.
Jack's basically buggered off.
Because I was going, you can't attack poor Jack for saying cuckold back to you. It was what's the other? Oh, it's him. Me being very dim.
Yes, I think there's a stage direction, you know, Jack exits immediately. Oh, and called you cuckold by your name.
Yeah, and just literally legs it, doesn't he? In fact, I'm just going to write that in. Legs it.
Well, I suppose he doesn't have to actually disappear.
He doesn't have to, but it would be. It's amusing comic business, which we're going to interpolate for this.
You know, he's definitely an Eccles type.
Hark, Potter, what I shall say. This 7 year and more thou hast used this way, yet were thou never so courteous to me as one penny passage to pay.
Why should I pay passage to thee?
For I am Robin Hood, chief governor under the greenwood tree.
This 7 year have I used this up way up and down, yet I pay passage to no man. Nor now will I not begin to do the worst thou can.
Passage shalt thou pay here under the greenwood tree, or else thou shalt leave a wedded with me.
If thou be a good fellow, as men do thee call, lay away thy bow, and take thy sword and buckler in thy hand, and see what shall befall.
I've brought Little John. I've set Little John up to do this fight for me. I'm a real bastard.
So
I'm a right bastard.
Gone off him quite a lot.
He's not very nice at all in this interpretation. Well, he's a trickster.
He is.
Well, yes, but there's no particular sense that he's doing anything for the social good at all. Little John, where art thou?
Here, master, I make God a vow. I told you, master, so God me save, that you should find the potter a knave. Hold your buckler fast in your hand, and I will stiffly by you stand, ready for to fight. Be the knave never so stout, I shall wrap him on the snout and put him to flight.
Two against one.
Two against one.
Yeah.
It's really
just
nice.
Just not Queensbury rules, is it?
Yeah.
Well.
Except with the potter, it's slightly different in the sense that he's... Robin Hood is inflicting a tax on the potter for going through the woods. Mm. And the potter refuses. So they go back and force him. Though presumably they then all have a dance and it's all perfectly lovely and marvellous and it's all fine. But it's slightly odd for a thing about taxation. I mean, it makes sense because they would presumably then go round and collect pennies from the audience because this would be a fundraising event.
Yeah.
That's the point of these Robin Hood plays, is they turn up when they need money, whoever needs money.
So, make an example.
I mean, there isn't presumably very much left of the second one, the potter. There isn't much left to happen in that, in the sense that there's just a fight to happen and then they'll make up a new...
The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is supported by its patrons. Become a patron and you get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare.